Good afternoon. The storm system that brought the round of light snow to the region during the overnight and early morning hours continues to track into northern and eastern New England. Around the backside of this system, clouds are breaking up, although a very gusty northwest wind has commenced and at times will be over 40 and even up to 50 miles per hour. This will squeeze out some leftover moisture in the form of scattered snow showers, with perhaps a more persistent light snow downwind of Lake Ontario and into the Tug Hill and the Adirondacks, where additional accumulations are possible. Elsewhere, no accumulating snow, but a blustery and cold through the day with temperatures sliding back through the 30s. Overnight tonight, skies will clear out and temperatures will continue to fall, most places reaching the single digits and lower teens on average for overnight lows. High pressure will build in overnight as well and dominate the weather for the day on Friday. Skies will be mostly sunny to finish the work week. It'll remain breezy and very cold with highs back into the lower 20s. This will set the stage for the next storm system to approach for the weekend. On Saturday, it'll be dry to start off with thickening clouds, then snow will develop from west to east through the early to mid part of the afternoon. The snow will be steady, but mostly light to moderate through the afternoon and evening hours and add up to at least a few inches by midnight. High temperatures on Saturday will reach into the middle and upper 20s. Overnight Saturday night, temperatures will climb toward freezing, and from about I-90 and Point South, a little rain will mix with the snow by sunrise on Sunday. High temperatures on Sunday morning will reach the lower 30s. A few more inches of snow are possible, especially north of I-90 on Sunday morning before precipitation winds down, and it will become mostly cloudy and windy on Sunday afternoon with scattered snow showers as temperatures drop once again. Even colder air will flow into the region Sunday night and for the day on Monday, and with a mix of sun and clouds, highs on Martin Luther King Jr. Day will be in the lower 20s. It'll remain dry, breezy, and cold on Tuesday with highs in the teens to around 20, and with mostly sunny skies only back into the lower to mid-20s on Wednesday. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and windy in the upper 40s, Boston partly sunny and windy with scattered rain showers in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers and highs in the lower 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 62, set in 1995, and the record low, 16 below zero in 1971. Sunrise this morning, 7:23 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:47 p.m. 9 hours and 24 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and windy with snow showers today, early highs in the mid-30s with temperatures falling this afternoon. Cloudy and windy with snow showers tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and becoming windy today with a few rain showers and highs in the mid-40s, temperatures falling late this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and becoming windy with rain and snow showers today, early highs in the lower to mid-30s with temperatures falling into the 20s this afternoon. Cloudy and windy with snow showers tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy, becoming windy with rain and snow showers today, highs in the upper 30s early with temperatures falling this afternoon. Cloudy and windy tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and becoming windy with a few rain and snow showers early today with highs near 40, then temperatures falling this afternoon. Cloudy and windy tonight, lows in the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-20s, thickening clouds Saturday morning, then snow in the afternoon and evening into the night as well, with high temperatures in the middle and upper 20s. Rain and snow showers Sunday morning, then windy and turning colder with afternoon snow showers mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds on Monday, lower 20s. Breezy and cold in the teens to around 20 Tuesday. And mostly sunny, lower to mid-20s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano. Good afternoon. The storm system that brought the round of light snow to the region during the overnight and early morning hours continues to track into northern and eastern New England. Around the backside of this system, clouds are breaking up, although a very gusty northwest wind has commenced and at times will be over 40 and even up to 50 miles per hour. This will squeeze out some leftover moisture in the form of scattered snow showers, with perhaps some more persistent light snow downwind of Lake Ontario and into the Tug Hill and the Adirondacks, where additional accumulations are possible. Elsewhere, no accumulating snow, but blustery and cold through the day, with temperatures sliding back through the 30s.